This is the Lakes 103.5 News Update. I'm Bill Campbell. To keep Mora and surrounding communities better informed on the coronavirus, or COVID-19, we will be featuring local news at the top of each hour, from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will be featuring news that pertains to the city of Mora and Kennebec County. Here at Mora's Lakes 103, we encourage you to support your local businesses. We checked in with Amy Godfredson at the Crystal Bar, see how things are going there.
We're still open on Tuesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., doing carryout.
We also asked her if she is keeping busy.
We're doing okay, yeah. We have a fantastic community support, so that's been very helpful.
That was Amy at the Crystal Bar in downtown Mora. May 12th will be voting day for Mora residents. The vote will decide whether to vote yes to District 332, Mora's public schools, to approve a tax increase to fund the construction of a new high school. A no vote will prevent a new high school from being built, but instead result in the implementation of the Plan B repair plan that school leaders have already adopted. Once again, the voting day will be May 12th from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. and are located at the Mora City Hall, 101 Lake Street in Mora. More information can be found at MustangsUnited.org. Announced on April 13th, due to the COVID-19 outbreak, the Minnesota DNR has ordered Minnesota Township fire wardens to stop issuing burning permits until further notice. The DNR will grant variance permits only. For more information, check out Minnesota's DNR website. Also, with stimulus checks said to be going out this week, the IRS wants you to beware of scammers trying to get your money by asking for personal information. Do not give personal information out over the phone, and remember, the IRS will never ask for your personal information. Here at Lakes 103, we want to remind you the best ways to prevent the spread of COVID-19 are to practice healthy hygiene. Wash your hands often and thoroughly, cover your cough and sneezes, toss the tissue and wash your hands again. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Also, by staying home when you're sick. Social distancing, keeping at least 6 feet from others. Postpone or cancel gatherings of 10 or more people, and be aware of your surroundings. Here at Mora's Lakes 103.5, we will continue our updates on the coronavirus with news on the top of each hour, Monday through Friday, from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m. You can hear this update as well as past updates on our website at lakes103.org. This has been a Lakes 103.5 Mora News Update. I'm Bill Campbell.